There surely is a time of a judgment. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 15 to 28. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also, the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So, I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. There is an end in a day, an end in a season, and an end in a life. If you live one day and regret about it after, you can make a new start tomorrow, and if you live a year and regret about it, you can make a new plan the year after. But, once you lived your whole life and regret it, you cannot get your life back. Therefore, it is wisdom to live with the thought that there is a time of judgment, whatever it is. Rather than regretting about the things of the past, it is wisdom to prepare for the next, while there is an opportunity yet. When drawing a picture, if you drew it incorrectly, you can erase it and redraw it. Once you got into a wrong road, then you can turn the direction back. However, once a life has been lived, it cannot be rewinded, and it is the same as the one-way road, which you cannot go back. More than anything else, we should not waste our time. We should not live the life without a goal, but we should live with the goals, dreams, and we should make each day count. Today's passage has a parable of talents. The master has asked the servants to look after the talents according to their abilities, and promise them that he will be back for sure. The master then went abroad. While the master was away, servants could have reacted in 2 ways. 1, until the time master comes back, they could have worked hard, and the other is, that while the master does not monitor them, servants could be lazy and idle. The true value of a faithful servant was revealed when the master was absent. Servant worked harder, making 2 talents to 4, and also 5 talents to 10. The servant returned and paid the servant for his work done. The master that returned is our Lord. Servants that are in charge of talents are you and I. The Lord comes back for sure. It is a promise that when the Lord comes again, he will repay us for what we have done. God is the owner. In verse 14, it says, entrusted his property to them. Gad says, the property is his belonging. Whether it is life, time, talents, belongings, God is the owner. We are the stewards of what God entrusted to us. When God seeks, we need to give up on our time, belongings, or even life at any time. The wisdom of a steward is managing well what the owner entrusted him with. So, in the 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 2, it says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. The Lord wants to call you a faithful steward. First of all, the master entrusted talents according to the ability of the servant. Let us look at verses 15 to 16. The master knew the capabilities of his servants well, and entrusted the belongings of the master to them. Let us read verse 15. It says, "To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey." The master entrusted the work to the servants according to the servants' talents and abilities. The reason that the master asked the servants to look after 5, 2, 1 talent is not because of prejudice or favoritism. It is because the master knew about the abilities and talents of the servants very well. Whether the master asked the servant to look after a lot, or the master asked the servant to look after a little, or what the master asked the servant to look after is not important. As servants, they need to do their best in managing their given talents, which the master has entrusted to them. The important thing is doing the best in what I have been given. It is the same at church as well. Whether you are in a church choir, or whether you are serving as a Sunday school teacher, or whether you are serving as a church van driver, or a small group leader, whatever it is, you need to do your best. In general, one of the conflicts in any organizational community that occurs is that rather than trying to do the best in their assigned ministry, people compare themselves to others and complain. However, a person that has assigned the task knows the extent of the capabilities of that person, so assigns the task to people accordingly. The Lord, as well as per verse 15, according to each talent, each according to his ability, he assigned the tasks to people. When we are recognized for doing our best in our work, we are entrusted with bigger tasks. Dosun Chang Hoan was a national eye-opener, revolutionary worker, and a patriot. He went to school halfway through the 2nd year of the middle school in the rural area. When he was in the United States, he worked as a cleaner for $1 per hour. The owner looked at him from the veranda far away, and he was working even harder than he himself would be able to, sweating and cleaning. So, the owner was touched very much and asked him, "Which country are you from, and how come you are sincere like this? You are not a cleaner but a gentleman that brings glory to your country." The owner paid him double amount compared to what he promised initially. A person that does the very best in the assigned task gets recognized wherever this person goes to. The characteristics of the people that were used in the Bible include that they were the people that did their very best in their assigned tasks. Paul was like that, Epaphroditus was like that, and also David was like that. As Christians, whether at home, at church, in the society, whatever it is, they need to take the full responsibility of what they are assigned to do and do their best. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will not compare yourself to others, but will do your very best in the tasks that are assigned to you as faithful servants. Also, there is a feature of servants that were complimented. Let us look at verses 21 and 23. They were the servants that did their best in even small tasks. Let us read verse 21. It says, "His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.' We need to be recognized even in the little tasks. People are interested in major tasks. However, people usually tend to pay a little attention in the small tasks. However, we need to know the importance of the little tasks. In general, in case of getting faith or character fallen down is due to the little thing, not the big happening. If we do not take things seriously even in the small task, it brings a big misfortune. In California, there was a big tree which was more than 500 years old. One day, it fell down helplessly. This tree has been struck by lightning 14 times, survived from numerous avalanches and storms without falling. When people investigated the cause of why it fell, they found out that a beetle was eating away its insides. A 500-year-old giant tree fell down in a moment because of a small beetle. That is right. Oftentimes, as we could not keep the very small and minimal things, we end up ruining the big things we worked so hard to achieve. People do not fall down because of a big thing. In fact, rather, people collapse because of small things. A scary beast even gets defeated by a few small virus germs in its body. Faith collapses also because of small things that are considered insignificant rather than big things. Somebody was sentenced to death a long time ago, and this person was the only son in 4 generations. He met his mother in handcuffs for the last time. She hugged her son, an only son in 4 generations, and cried endlessly. When the jail guard said that it is time to go, the criminal asked her mother to put her hands on his face. When she put her hands on his face, he looked at her hands, weeping. Out of a sudden, he bit her hands and ripped her outer skin off. The jail guard stopped him. The criminal cried and said, "Mother, when I stole fruit from other people's home, and when I robbed things from other people's store, if these hands of yours whipped me, by saying that this was wrong, then I would not have been able to die as a due of the execution ground like this. You said I'm the only son in 4 generations, so, even though I committed wrong things, you said, 'Well done, well done,' and at the end, I smuggled drugs and ended up killing people. I became a murderer. Whether at home or at church, if things need to be taught correctly, then things must be taught properly. What needs to be taught must be taught right away. We must teach people about how to live differently. Starting from the little things, we need to continuously learn about how to live faithfully. Like the owner that came back and complimented on the servant about how faithful that the servant has been, and how the owner wants to ask this servant to manage even more things, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be recognized in your life wherever you are. We need to know that there surely is a time of judgment. Let us look at verses 19 to 25. It says, "After a long time the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with the 2 talents also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So, I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you without fail." The servants were faithful. Let us read verse 19. It says, "After a long time the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them." Here, "after a long time" means that the master returned later than the servants expected. However, it is a compliment that the servants were loyal and faithful continuously. To the servants that were faithful till the end, the owner paid off twice as much. To the servants that made 4 talents with 2 talents, and to the servants that made 10 talents with 5 talents, the owner gave all 10. The owner gave the servants the principal amount as well as interests. Their unwavering loyalty in the absence of the master was never in vain. In Revelations, chapter 22, verse 12, it says, "Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done." It is the same as when the Lord comes back again. Faithful servants do not say a lot in the presence of the master. Let us look at verse 20. It says, "See, I have gained 5 more. We do not have to say a lot. It is because if we look at the results, the master would get to know. There is no need to explain about how the servant has worked while the master was away. Servant does not say a lot, and a person that talks a lot does not have a task to do. In contrast, a lazy servant has a lot to say. In verse 24, A servant made an excuse by saying that because the master is picky, he buried the talents under the ground. He blamed on the master about his laziness and mistakes. In verse 25, also the servant said that the servant was afraid of the master and had a fear of having a failure, so he hid it under the ground. To make an excuse, the servant talked a lot. It is because the servant was disloyal. It was because when he had to report it to the master, he had nothing to present. It is the same at the workplace and in the society. A person that is faithful in his or her assigned work does not say a lot. The master that has asked the servant to look after the talents is our Lord. Servants are you and I. There is a judgment day when the master would come back and evaluate. It is the same with us. We are unsure about which day and which time, but for sure, we should not forget that there surely would be a day of judgment when we stand before God. He allows us to reap what we sow, and also pays us back according to the work we have done. On the day that we would stand in front of the Lord, we need to be faithful stewards. The issue we have today is not about the issue of salvation. We are the children of God that have been saved. The issue is about the time after salvation. As we believe in Jesus and live our lives, we need to look upon the rewards that the Lord would give us, and we need to be faithful. In that sense, the fact that we got to believe in Jesus early is a huge blessing. It is because we have more opportunities and time to be faithful. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that on the day that you would stand in front of the Master, I hope you will be faithful stewards. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in life, there surely will be a time of judgment. On the day of judgment, we should not have regrets, and for that, we need to prepare for it. The Lord wants to call us faithful servants. The Lord does not ask us to sacrifice and commit only. He surely will pay back. He said, 30, 60, 100 times. He does not only give us the original amount, but he gave all the interests and profits also. This year is coming to an end. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be faithful stewards that manage the given talents in the remaining period, which God has entrusted you with. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.